Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm here with Stuart, and we're going to be discussing different tools for podcasting. And the first one we're going to talk about is audiohero.com. So Audio Hero is a music and sound effect library with a bunch of stuff. And actually, the company that I work for uses it. And so I've used it for my podcasts, and I found pretty much everything I needed. Occasionally, I would look at a couple other sources, but for the most part, it has pretty much everything you need. And the cool thing about this is, I think, the rollover. So the first plan, which is $10 a month, you get 50 downloads. That is probably going to be the most that people are going to need. But then after that month, if you only used like 10, those 40 then roll over to the next month. So I thought that was a really good thing. My only question was, if you cancel, do you still have like whatever you had left over at the end? Are you still able to use them later?
For the rollover, is there a time frame? Is it within the same year or anything, or does it just continuously roll over as long as you have the subscription?
You know, it doesn't say. That's a good question. And then there's not really a frequently asked question page, but I personally like it. This filtering is okay, but and then they have stems and stuff. So at one point I picked a song and I really liked it, but I wanted to bring in certain instruments later. So I was able to just import all the instruments and then bring in some of the stems at later points. So it wasn't covering up the voice. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. When you say stem, what is that?
I guess like if let's say there's a song and it's got piano and drums and cymbals or whatever. If I wanted just the drums and then I wanted to bring in the piano gradually or later, then I would have each of those instruments on a separate track.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward. I feel like there's a lot of, I guess, audio libraries. Is there anything with it you feel like would separate it from the rest?
I mean, the amount of stuff that they have, they just have a crazy amount of stuff on there and pretty good too. And then they have like stuff that's in the public domain too, you know, like Mozart and different classical musics, which I had to pull for different episodes. So, but I haven't really tested out other libraries. That's the one that my company uses. Yeah. So it's the one I have the main experience with, but compared to like Audio Jungle and Soundstripe, it's got way more stuff.
And it downloads as a WAV file?
Yeah, you can get it like a WAV, you can get an MP3, and there's some other options I can't remember.
Yeah, I think the thing for me is like if someone's starting a podcast, like this may be a go-to eventually, but there's also a lot of free stuff already out there as you're getting kind of kicked off, you know? But eventually, when you want to kind of lock down some things, it makes complete sense to go this route.
Yeah, especially for these scripted, if you're doing something that's scripted, if you're just like doing a live conversation like we are, probably you may just need like one song for your intro, outro or something. But if you're like we were doing, you know, going to, in and out of commercial, you want different sound elements and effects for episodes of different subjects, this is really good. But yeah, for your average podcast, you may not need something like this.
Yeah, but I like it.
Cool. Let's hop on to the next one. This one is pretty cool. And it's not really a startup. I think the guy posted the code on GitHub. So you can just download it, use it yourself, maybe probably implement it in other ways if you wanted to. But it's audiomass.co, and it's a recorder for the browser. So you can record in your browser, and it even has effects, and you can edit in it and then export as a WAV. So I thought this would be pretty cool for maybe if you have like a guest on and they don't really know much about audio recording, you can just have them go to the site, hit record, and get like a pretty high quality recording from them as opposed to, I don't know, what like recording via Skype or Zoom or something.
I think for me, it makes more sense to use it in that aspect where someone will record it on their end and send it to you to edit, just because when I was going through some of the effects, and they have a decent amount of different effects that help, whether it's a EQ, compressor, normalizer. The only issue I found is once you apply the effects, I couldn't find where you can either go back and edit them or find a list of all the effects that are applied. So I think from a how would I use this standpoint, it would definitely be to capture audio versus actually editing it.
Yeah, that's right. And then you can save presets of effects too, which is pretty cool. And then you can cut out audio if you want to do some light editing. So I think this would be great as a backup or one of the questions I had, and I tested it out for maybe like 5 minutes and it was fine, but I was concerned that maybe if you were doing an episode that was like 40 minutes, you could run into some issues or if your browser crashes it or something. So I was a little bit concerned about that.
Yeah, I think the other piece too is it's just one track. It didn't seem like you could edit multiple tracks.
You're right, you have, can't.
You know, if you and I are talking, we send a track to each other to edit. We can't really line them up and kind of cut through that together. You'd have to do one at a time and try to piece it together afterwards.
Yeah, if you're editing multiple tracks, this is not for that. It only records one track and you can only work on one track.
I was trying to find some competitors, and there's this one called Twisted Wave Online Audio Editor. Very similar concept. It had a lot of the same, I guess, VSTs and effects. And there was a free subscription that lets you do one channel. However, if you do a paid subscription, it looked like you'd actually do multiple channels. So if there was something where you actually were hard pressed and you didn't have something free like Audacity, it would make sense to go maybe that route. But yeah, I think it's good just for on the fly type recording.
Yeah, Twisted Wave. I'm going to check that one out. Let's go to Descript. And this is one that I've used before, and I still actually use it, Descript.com. And I was actually, the thing that interested me the most about this, and what Descript does is you can record with it. That's not what I used it for, but what it does is it transcribes your audio, turns it into a script, and then you can then edit the audio via the script. So I could go in and remove a sentence, and it would do that in the audio timeline. There's a couple issues with it, but I liked it for that. And so I use it for my automatic transcription when I do an interview, just so I can go through and put episodes together from the script. It gives you the time codes and all of that. And it's, I think it was like $10 a month, but it gives you a certain amount of free time. So you can definitely test it out for the automatic transcriptions. That's awesome. But my thing was, I wanted it, you could, if you say in your podcast, it shows it and it underlines it. So if a guest says maybe 30 times over the course of 5 minutes, you can right click one and select delete all filler words, and it'll go through and delete every from your actually audio file, which is cool. There's a couple issues. One, you don't want to be uploading WAV files to this thing. So the first time I tried to use it, I was like, cool, I can integrate this in my workflow. So I uploaded WAV files. It took forever and didn't work. So what you need to do is mix it down into an MP3, and then you can, it gives you the option to download an audition file or whatever file for your software. And then you would then link that to the WAV files. So that's one workaround for that. Another thing is when you're editing out ums, you know, it doesn't always make the edit perfect. So you will still have to go through and make sure those edits aren't messed up. And then, so at that point, I was just like, maybe it's easier if I just do it manually. And then also the interface, like, it's a little bit clunky. It doesn't feel very intuitive. Like, play and pause is tab. It's like, why would they not make it spacebar? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. You can't reassign that at all?
I don't think so. I tried to figure out how I could make the UI, you know, the keyboard preferences better, but I think it's really useful for transcribing your audio for an affordable price and then doing some edits with it too.
What about breaths? Was it able to pick up on any of that?
I don't think you can like automatically edit breaths, but you can make edits in the timeline. It gives you like a little timeline at the bottom. So I don't know how new they are, but let's see the pricing.
Yeah, it sounds like it may be almost a part one of a two-step process where you can cut it down significantly to where you want, and then you can kind of make some final edits in a different DAW.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it would be all you would need for some people, but then for other people, maybe it's just a part of your workflow.
Yeah. Have you tried the overdub? So Descript has something called overdub where you can actually go in and change the words. And I think what it does is it must listen to your voice and kind of, I guess, build a algorithm to replace words with other words. Have you tried that before?
No, but that looks pretty cool. I'm definitely gonna have to try that. I wonder how good it says use Lyrebird AI for voice synthesis. And that'd be huge. I can, the hosts that I produce, I can just record their ads just by typing it out.
There you go. You don't have to worry about it. Just copy paste from an email they send you.
I know. Then you have to get in your contract that you own your own voice.
Yeah. I was looking at some competitors too. There's a lot, but I didn't really get into the specifics of how much they do compare to here versus just transcribing. But just to name some of them, there was Dragon Speech Recognition Software, Sonics.ai, Otter.ai, Verbit, SpeedScriber. So it seems like there might be actually a good handful of other ones that are similar out there, which may or may not have similar features.
Yeah, and speaking of that text-to-speech transcription and competitors, I wonder if they're all using Google's AI for that, because Google has you can work with their API to transcribe stuff like on your own. Let's say you wanted to start a business that does it, like Otter. Well, they have a, you can tap it through Google and pay like a certain amount of money to get it done for people through your business. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I would definitely check out the script if you need to do transcriptions just because of the features that it offers. I mean, you can try it out. It's free to try for like 3 hours of transcriptions, which is kind of a fair amount. So it's definitely worth at least trying it.
Yeah, I think that's a good enough time to decide if you want to keep using it or not.
Uncompressed files and exporting the timeline to Audition, Premiere, Final Cut, Pro Tools. That's not available in the free version, but it's, the next version up is $10 a month and you can cancel whenever. So, yep, that's worth it, I think. But anyway, let's go to SpeakPipe in this. It's for receiving voice messages because, you know, that's something that I think for user feedback and for a lot of podcasts, just using that as content is pretty cool. So SpeakPipe, people can leave you a voicemail. And I guess the cool thing is you can insert it as a widget on your site. Did you check this one out and what'd you think about it?
Yeah. So the website says receive voice messages from your audience directly on your website. I think it's a great idea, especially if you're starting a podcast and you want, first of all, some type of listener interaction that you can play different audio clips. If you have a topic that you're discussing and you want some input or some stories, you can just have people go to the website, speak through their laptop. So it's nice. So they don't need a phone. They don't need a necessarily a microphone either. You can just use your laptop, microphone to record it. And then you can take it, download it, and use it however you need to. It says you can even reply to messages using your voice, and then you can even get contact details. So if somebody has an interesting story and they provide contact details, you can reach out and potentially set up more interviews or conversations. I think the other piece too is depending on who's listening and where you are, like time zones tend to be an issue. So if you're, you know, if you get a recording versus having to coordinate a time and, you know, you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to talk to someone, you don't have to worry about that because you can just get a clip from them anytime they're available to put it on your website.
Yeah, and this one, I guess one cool thing is that if you put it on your website, then anytime someone goes to your podcast website, even on their phone, they can just record through the browser. So they don't have to download an app to do it.
I like it. I think it's really cool, actually.
So if you do the free version, you get 90 seconds, a max recording duration of 90 seconds, because the max amount of recording duration is sort of an issue with some of these things. $12 a month gets you a max recording duration of 5 minutes. But after going through the site, I think you can only get it the file in MP3, which is, to me, is not great. It's cool. But there's another one that I found that's in beta. It's been in beta for like 6 months. So I don't know when they're going to come out of beta, but they give you the option to download WAV files. So that's really cool. And then I'm assuming SpeakPipe probably transcribes for you as well. But then the third option, which is free, I'd have to have a reason not to use this, is Google Voice. And Google Voice gives you a max of 3 minutes, but like unlimited voicemails that, and people can just call a number. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, that expands it a little bit. You don't necessarily have to be behind a computer or on your phone. You can just dial a number, leave a recording and use that.
So it'd be pretty difficult to get me off of Google Voice for that. If VoiceLink gave me the option to do WAV files, you know, I would seriously consider it. But yeah, so those are some options for voicemails. All right, let's go over to Audio Hijack. And this is also not a new product, but they did recently relaunch through Product Hunt. It lets you capture audio from different apps and then output it in different places. So this is really useful, I guess, if you're trying to record from a program like YouTube or something, or even I think people use it for live streaming through OBS with Twitch or YouTube or Facebook. It does cost money.
So the base is $59, but then you can bundle it with a couple different, I guess, apps or software that they have. And I think it goes up to like $175 with a couple different bundles in there, like Loopback and I think even like an audio editor.
Yeah, and this might be good if, like we were talking about before, if you don't have Loopback capabilities built into your audio interface so that you can record from your computer while you're recording your microphone.
That's where I'm a little confused by this website, because there's Audio Hijack, but then there's also an app called Loopback, and they're separate. And I'm not sure what the difference is between the two, if Audio Hijack can record any audio. For example, there's a bundle that includes Audio Hijack and Loopback together, but why?
Well, I can tell one time that I've used Audio Hijack that it came in really handy at work was I had to get the audio from a YouTube video like that we were allowed to use, but they're like, here's the source, you, like, get it from there. We don't have the original. And so when I went to download it from one of those like websites that lets you download it, for some reason it wouldn't work on that one. Also, websites that if you need to get audio from a video where websites have it like embedded and there's like no with their own custom player and there's no easy way to get the audio off of there.
So does Audio Hijack record in itself, essentially? Like it's its own recording?
Yeah, recorder, I guess. It does.
Okay, I think that might be the difference. I think Loopback you can use in order to get audio into different DAWs outside of Audio Hijack.
We need somebody else to call in on our voicemail number, which I will read at the end of this, and tell us what you can do with this stuff.
Yes. All right,
let's hop on to lalol.ai. And this one I found on the Reddit startup group, but they just launched on Product Hunt recently, and they're doing really well in there. Mm. And I tested it out. And the first time I tried it, it wasn't working. And I contacted the developer and he said that they were having a server issue. Try it again now. We fixed it. And I did it. I tested it out and it worked pretty well. What it does is it separates the vocals from an audio from the instrumental track. So if you uploaded a song, you could pull off just the voice and have those two separate files.
First of all, it's very user-friendly. It's not much on the page. You just drag and drop any audio file into this huge section, so you really can't even miss it when you go to the website. Takes a couple minutes, separates it, and even listening to it wasn't too bad. Like instrumental, I could hear a little bit of the bleed over of the vocals, but it was very low, so you could probably get that out. And even in the vocals, it was pretty good. I think some of the higher frequency instruments bled into that, but same thing, like barely audible. And then depending on what you're doing with it, you wouldn't even hear it. I was actually looking at another one called Phonic Mind, but it's a little different. First of all, it only gave you a sample and you have to pay for it. And it tried to split it even further than just instrumentals and vocals. It was vocals, drums, bass, and then other. However, I felt like there was a lot more bleed over there trying to separate it into each of those pieces. So I think, especially for this one being free, it was a really great tool just to get audio separated like that.
You know what I think would be a really cool function for this, or like what reason why you would use it is, I know people like to take movie stuff and like recut it different ways. And so if you could then take separate the voice from the background noise, and I'm assuming it works not just on music, but it just separates voice from everything else. So that'd be really cool if you need to do something like that. I'm not totally sure of like what all the like main applications would be, but I'd be interested to know how people would use it.
It says our goal is to make music creation and mixing easier for DJs, musicians, sound producers, dancers, and other creative people. So yeah, I guess see it with something with DJs, right? If they're making a mix and want to get rid of the vocals in order to just keep the instrumentals for song transitions, and or even the other way around, cut some vocals into something or create a couple one shots through some vocals that you hear. Can probably easily do that using this website.
All right. I am recording this after we already recorded the podcast, so Stuart will not be here with me, but I wanted to add a few more things. First off, Spext, SPEXT.com, is an alternative to Descript. However, Descript is quite a bit cheaper. It's 10 hours of transcription included for $10 a month, with additional hours at $2 an hour. Also, Spext has a spelling error and duplicate section in their homepage pricing section, which is not too confidence-inducing. They also recommend the Blue Yeti as the best USB mic on their blog page, and I don't really agree with that either. All right, so the next one is ratethispodcast.com, which is, this one's pretty cool. Basically, it gives you a short link, which would be ratemypodcast.com/, and you probably use your show here. That shows a page including everywhere people can rate you. You can also embed it into your website as like a widget, and it notifies you when someone leaves a review anywhere, like iTunes, Spotify, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and it gives you a dashboard to monitor traffic that goes through that link, and you can monitor your reviews on there. So I thought that was pretty cool. The free plan will give you one link and 5 reviews. So I'm assuming people can go through there and leave 5 reviews, or it'll show you the statistics for 5 reviews. I'm not sure. That wasn't totally clear. The $10 a month plan will give you one link with unlimited reviews. That's probably their most popular. And I guess if you have more than one podcast, you can get, for $30 a month, 5 links with unlimited reviews. Now, the next one, 2 actually, are for websites. So podcastpage.io, it's a website builder for podcasts. You can customize your pages and layouts. It hosts it for you, which at $8 a month is a pretty good deal. And you can bring in your custom domain. And it will automatically import your podcasts. But it does cap you at 5 blog posts a month, which I think they should offer some other type of plan to increase that. So on their higher tier plans, you can get multiple shows on a single site, but that feature is not available yet. The next plan up is $18 a month, and that'll get you 3 sites and unlimited blog posts. And the $40 a month plan will get you up to 7 sites. So I don't like the 5 post cap on the $8 a month plan, and I think they should give you maybe an upgrade to $10 a month for one site and unlimited blog posts, because otherwise if you want to write more than 5 blog posts, you have to pay $18 a month, and if you don't need more than one site, that seems like a bit of a waste. I thought this page builder was pretty cool, definitely easy to use, and $8 a month is pretty much what you're going to be paying for hosting anyway. So that's a pretty good option. It's podcastpage.io. So the next one is sonar.io, and that's sonaar.io. If you're in the WordPress space, then what they do is they sell WordPress themes for musicians and podcasters. And the themes look really nice. I was really impressed. One theme will cost you $70 for one site per year. And that year gives you updates, basically. So you can still use it after a year, but you're not going to be getting their continuous updates, which you kind of need because WordPress keeps updating. So for security vulnerabilities and all that stuff. So $90 will get you all the themes. So you can choose between any of them for unlimited sites for 1 year. So it makes it pretty easy to think that $90 is the better price point. And then the next one is $175, which will get you all themes for unlimited sites for life. So that's a pretty good deal as well. And another thing they do, which I thought was pretty cool, is they sell an Elementor template add-on pack. So if you're not familiar with Elementor, it's one of the most popular page builders for WordPress. So in that way, you could be using a simple free theme like WP Ocean or GeneratePress. And then if you have Elementor, you can just buy their add-on pack, which has like 100 plus different templates that have all sorts of ones that are built for podcasting. And I think that's pretty cool. That's probably the way that I would go. But they're like specially designed podcasting themes are really nice, and I would check those out. And the Elementor plugin pack is $60 for a year. And lastly, I would just say one YouTube site that I really like, one YouTube channel, is Podcast Age. That's Podcast A-G-E on YouTube. He has some really great reviews on mics and equipment, and I always check out his stuff before I purchase any piece of equipment. So definitely check that out too. All right, that wraps things up for this episode. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at startuptakedown@protonmail.com. Or at my Google Voice number, you can leave me a voicemail and be featured in the next episode. The number is 774-353-0032. Stuart, is there a way that you would like people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, anyone can send me an email. And that is studio612@gmail.com. That's studio, S-T-E-W-D-I-O, 612@gmail.com.
And did you want to mention your podcast?
Yeah, I can. So starting a podcast, still in the works, but it's called 6 Feet of Separation. And ultimately, the goal of this is to have people come on and just talk through a current problem or situation that they're working through. Not necessarily to come to a conclusion and have an answer, but just to explore it. Maybe, you know, see it from a different perspective. And the hope is listeners will realize, hey, I'm not the only one going through something, can relate a little bit and maybe even learn something themselves.
Well, great. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening.